offering my humble pranams at the divine lotus feet. Dear Swami, thank you for blessing us with such a beautiful Christmas program 2017. Respected elders, dear brothers, sisters and children, Christmas in Prashanti is like nowhere else in the world. The rest of the world may have missed out on being here, but they have gained the good vibrations which have been generated in Prashanti Nilayam, the spiritual battery of the world. When we come together to celebrate the glory of our divine teachers and the glory of God, all of our misgivings, our troubles, and our petty desires dissolve. We can then experience and share the truth, the goodness, and the beauty of your love, Swami. The many miracles we have seen and continue to see cannot be compared to divine love. If we chase after the miracles, going here and there, we become like beggars branded with self-interest, forgetting that it is the almighty power of Swami's love which draws each one of us to him. There are some claiming that Swami has come again in another place, and some go there out of curiosity, hoping to find what they're looking for. But curiosity also cannot be compared to the magnetic attraction of divine love, which draws millions and millions of people to Satya Sai Baba. Before Swami drew me to his divine form, I would chant the name of Jesus whenever I needed him. On one occasion, my leg was very badly injured in a car accident. I was a passenger when the driver had fallen asleep and the car collided with a tree. It was on a country road late at night and there was nobody around. Yet an ambulance arrived within half an hour, though it was a 45-minute journey to the hospital. We were rushed to the hospital and my leg was saved. 10 years later, while climbing down the bank of a river, I had another accident and injured my leg again. It was in a very remote area and there was no help available. I was able to climb back up the bank, get into my four-wheel drive, and drive a short distance, where I stopped for 2 days and chanted the name of Jesus Christ. There was no immediate help this time. Instead, I had a feeling of peacefulness and I knew everything would be all right. My leg healed very quickly during those 2 days, and I was then able to drive to get help. But I suffered with pains and cramps. When I came to Prashanti Nilayam, I was sitting in the darshan line. Swami came up to me, pushed his legs against my leg, and I have not had any pain in that leg for almost 30 years. Swami, you continue to guide us up to this day, giving instructions. This year, our Satchasai Center started a meditation group for the general public. It was in my city and based on Swami's teachings of Jyoti meditation. Swami, you came in my dream the week it was starting and you said, I am coming to the opening. A business client of mine passed away suddenly this year. Swami, you came in my dream again and gave me very clear instructions of what to do. Swami, you always communicate with us directly, not indirectly, not through another person. There is no second. You have a direct link with yourself within each one of us. On behalf of the Christmas Committee of the Satchasai International Organization, I would like to express our very deep gratitude to the Satchasai Central Trust for their loving and generous support, for their guidance, for their wisdom, and for their sincere dedication to Swami's mission. To the various teams of devotees, the decorations team, this year, with their beautiful theme, God is love, God is light. Can we please hear it for the decoration team? To the lighting team, who always do such a wonderful job filling our lives with light through Christmas. To the Sevadal teams, the Christmas choirs, the drama team, and the canteen volunteers. All of you worked tirelessly in the background with so much love. I would like to mention a very special thank you to the children and the parents who have come from many places around the world to spend Christmas in Prashanthi Nilayam. To Radio Sai, to the hospitals, to the ashram staff, a vote of thanks to all of you. And once again, thank you, Swami, for giving us the opportunity to serve. It gives me great pleasure to now introduce our guest for this evening, Miss Asya Sozhneva from Moscow, Russia. Miss Asya is a classically trained professional violinist and recording artist. She has already won many awards and is able to play a diverse variety of music styles. Miss Asya will give us a short dialogue and then play her own piece from the podium. Please welcome her once again.
Aum Sai Ram. I offer my salutation to your divine lotus feet. Dear Swami, I thank you for the invitation, for the opportunity to be here today, and for the happiness of playing for you. Some time ago, for years, every day I have been able to practice my violin in a room where your portraits were standing, there were materialized vibhuti. This room was meant for prayers to you. I played there my scales, arpeggios, and other plays for many hours. a thousandth time in a row, and it's hard to say it was a nice music. Even for my neighbors, it was a hard time, a difficult time. And only you were patient with me. But sometimes it seemed that you looked at me quite strongly. It forced me to play again and again, and I was imagining that you are listening to me, and around you are a lot of lights and many people. As you know, in my childhood, I had only two records with music. One of them was with the music of famous Indian violinist Lakshmi Narayan Subramaniam. I was around 5 years old, and I was forced to play violin because of his beautiful music. A few years ago, I came here for the first time. During Darshan, I tried to catch your sight, and at one point, it seemed to me that you were really looked at me. Since then, I have caught your signs. For example, just after the journey here, for the first time, I was chosen to get a master course from Lakshmi Narayan Subramaniam. And the first what I have seen when I came to his course was rings on his fingers, rings from you, Swami. I received an invitation to play here absolutely unexpectedly. It was my dream, but reality is much more of all of my expectations. I feel great happiness and excitement. Thank you, Swami.
Thank you.
Om Sai Ram. Thank you, Ms. Asya Sochneva. What a superb presentation. Please, let's hear it again. I will share a very brief story that we were fortunate to hear from her. She would play her violin along to the sweet sound of Swami's voice when she practiced these types of tunes. She said in the beginning she found it very difficult to find the pitch of Swami's voice. And then, all of a sudden, it was all in tune. After some investigation by students from Radio Sai, it was discovered that you, Swami, always sing at 432 hertz and not 440 hertz. 440 hertz is the standard concert pitch of A. After even further investigation, it was discovered that the cosmic universal sound resonates at 432 hertz, exactly the pitch in which Swami sings. Our next and final item of our Christmas program for this year is a drama titled The Ultimate Gift of God's Love. The drama has been written and prepared by the devotees of Australia. It will be performed by the students of the Sachusai education programs across Australia. 103 students have come together for this production. Please welcome them. Jai Sai Ram.
Sri Sai Ram, dearest and most beloved Bhagwan, respected elders and fellow children, on behalf of the Australian Pilgrimage Group and all those across Australia, we offer our humble salutations at your divine lotus feet. Bhagwan, with your love and grace, we, the SSE children of Australia, have come together this holy Christmas to present this offering entitled The Ultimate Gift of God's Love.
Is a humble attempt to depict the true meaning of Christmas. The joy of Christmas comes not in amassing and receiving things, but in the love that we show others by giving what the Lord has given us.
The drama opens in the heavenly abode of Jesus Christ, where the Lord is preparing his messengers for their earthly assignment this Christmas. Their assignment is to make us understand that Christmas is about God's love, hope, and the peace that comes from knowing Jesus. We invite you all to immerse yourselves in this offering to receive what truly is the ultimate Christmas gift of God's love.
An important assignment for you. A family in Australia needs our help to bring about peace, joy, and most importantly, love this festive season. As you journey through Australia, first pay respect to the traditional custodians so that you understand the unity between the rich and ancient Aboriginal culture of Australia and the timeless teachings of your Lord. Here enclosed are the details of your task. I wish you success in your journey ahead.
I am Afriel, one of the messenger angels, giving our life and all to our beloved Lord. We might not be famous or special, but our joy is no less than anyone else when it comes to serving the Lord.
Time to time, God sends us to watch over his children and guide them on the path of knowledge.
Our Lord could accomplish this assignment by himself, but he delights in using us so that we might share in his joy. Let's go down to earth.
Wow, the atmosphere on earth is so mesmerizing. This must be Uluru, an Aboriginal sacred site. Isn't this one of Australia's most famous landmarks?
Yes. This rock marks the site of significant events from the Dreaming.
when the ancestral beings formed the landscape and left their human energy at this site. Isn't this one of Australia's... Shh! I can hear some music. Let's watch.
Underlying the diverse Aboriginal beliefs of Australia is the law of spiritual oneness, which has been passed on through stories, songs, dance, and art for over 40,000 years. Through these stories, which give meaning to all aspects of life, we catch glimpses of the great diversity within Australia. The identity we have with the land is sacred. Our elders teach us that living in harmony with nature is living with the Creator.
As dusk falls and the Bungle traditional dance ceremony gets underway, the didgeridoo assumes its traditional role. A call to the people to come together in unity and gather around the campfire to listen to Grandpa Kimara's stories from the time of creation.
Christian friends are getting ready to celebrate Christmas. Why don't we ever celebrate the rising of our ancestral spirits?
Grandpa, do you know when the dreaming happened so that we can celebrate that day by exchanging gifts?
Children, the dreaming has never stopped because the great life-giving spirits of Australia continue to live with us and release power into the world. We celebrate their rising every day by showing respect to our land. Jesus also said, "First realize that nature has come from God. Only then can God's love be experienced."
Grandpa, don't we believe that ancestral spirits created all beings?
Yes, there are many creation theories, but remember, the values of oneness and compassion that are passed down through dreaming stories are common to all beliefs. Jesus said, "He who abides in love, abides in God, and God in him."
Grandpa, can you please tell us the story of the platypus?
Sure.
Imagine if we could time travel back and see the dreaming stories as they happen, Grandpa.
Without imagination, how else do you think the story of the first Christmas came to life? Let your imagination bring the scenes alive as I narrate the story. In the dreaming, all the creatures on earth thought they belonged to the most important group. They fought amongst themselves, claiming supremacy.
We can run across the lands.
We have fur,
and humans love us more.
Birds can travel far to see this beautiful world. No one else lays eggs. Look at our beautiful features. You must spend a day in the water and see the beauty of the underwater world. Then you will envy us.
Here comes the platypus. He is not part of any group. Let's invite her to join our group. Platypus, why don't you join us? In one of our special groups.
Thanks for the offer, but I'm not here to join any group.
Oh, no!
Please listen. I have fur. I have beaks. And I lay eggs. I also like swimming and exploring all the waterways on Earth.
So I have a bit of all of you in me. I don't have to join any group to feel special. Accept your unique identity and become friends.
Dear Platypus, thank you for enlightening us. You will go down in history as a wise and special animal.
Unity, you and me, together as one in harmony. Give and take, help your mate, together we can make Australia great. Unity, you and me, together as one in harmony. Give and take, help your mate, together we can make Australia great. Unity!
Is unique, there shouldn't be any competition and comparison. That's a good feeling.
Very happy. Remember, you wanted to celebrate the birth of our ancestral spirits so that you can get presents. But now we can celebrate your rebirth, right, dearie? Every such realization of yours will give you the ultimate gift we are all striving for. The love of our ancestral spirits.
Yes, Grandpa. When we have the blessings of our spirits, our lives will be wonderful.
Let's continue our time travel of dreaming stories next week.
What a beautiful message from the traditional custodians, calling us all to build a world of love and compassion.
Indeed. Grandpa Kimara has taught us that Christmas can also be the day you celebrate a new birth of transformation in your life by practicing the teachings of Christ.
Now, it's our responsibility to deliver this message to this family.
Just look at them. So busy getting ready to celebrate Christmas that they have forgotten to prepare their hearts to celebrate the most wondrous birthday ever. We will have to break through the secular traditions and remove the influence of the negative spirits before we convince them of the true meaning of Christmas.
This mess.
Why do I have to go over the decorating rules every year? Okay, everyone on the couch.
Dad, why can't we do things our way this year? It's always your way.
Alan, the kids are old enough to decorate the house their own way.
What's going on? Is this a rebellion?
No, dear, just a suggestion.
Okay then, but let's decorate the main room first, where we all celebrate Christmas together.
Why can't we do our own areas first, Dad?
Don't argue.
Dad, you never listen to our suggestions. Don't you always tell us that we command respect by respecting others?
Do whatever you like. I'm going to work. At least they listen to me there.
Why is he always so strict? Children, can you help me clean up this mess?
Mum, are we getting presents?
Yes, but we cannot afford to give you everything you want. You know I don't have a job. Dad's company is struggling.
But there was this one special present I really wanted. This doesn't feel like Christmas.
Mom! Mom, I need that blue dress I showed you for my friend's Christmas party.
Rachel, can't you get something cheaper?
Mom, if I don't wear a nice dress, then I won't be popular or look nice. You just don't understand. I'm going to the park now.
Rachel, Rachel. Children these days are so self-centered.
Our plan is working perfectly. Keep up the evil work. Mwahahaha.
Your happiness is short-lived. God has assigned this family to us this Christmas.
Too?
Are you angels?
Who are you? And why have you come?
We've come to help you all. Beth and Anna, I know that you both have Christmas lists that are about this long. But did you know that there were no gifts on the very first Christmas?
It doesn't sound fun.
Maybe it wasn't fun, but Christmas is all about why Jesus came to earth. God sent him so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Every year we give presents to all, but we do not give any presents to the one who really deserves a present.
You mean giving a gift to Jesus?
That's right, Anna. When we serve others, we are actually serving Jesus. And when we ignore others, we are ignoring him.
I understand. Giving gifts to the needy is like giving gifts to Jesus. That reminds me, I haven't got anything for Mum and Dad.
Maybe you can draw something for them. It doesn't matter what your gift is, as long as it comes from your heart.
Yes, we should be thankful that we have loving parents and not be upset because we didn't get the presents we wanted.
Girls, how about giving some presents to the homeless family at the shelter?
Anna, we have a lot of things we don't use. Let's make a nice gift basket.
Great idea. Thanks, angels. Bye, Mom.
Tammy, you look upset.
Well, things have been tough for me lately, and see how demanding these kids are.
Don't worry. God will get you through this.
Yeah, right. I find it hard to believe in God, especially after he left us high and dry like this.
Come on! God never checks out of our lives. Sometimes we can't see him working, but God is always there for us.
Tammy, through life's problems, God teaches us to appreciate things we have had in the past and trust in him completely.
Trust him? After all this?
Tammy, trust allows me to live without worries.
Come on. That sounds like something out of a movie where everyone lives happily ever after.
Yeah, it does. But you'll never go wrong when you trust God. Have you prayed about all this?
I have given up praying.
Tammy, prayer is our lifeline with God. Never question or give up on God.
Pray to him sincerely, and he will answer your prayers. Let's pray and show God that he is more important than our worldly celebrations.
Thank you.
Very pleased with the results achieved so far, the angels are off to tackle the tough one in the family, Dad Alan Ridge, who is the CEO of an electronics entertainment company. It is an overcast December afternoon, as a meeting is convened to discuss the performance of the company. The general outlook is gloomy, and the CEO is under pressure to come up with new and cheaper inventions.
Oh no, not another meeting.
I hope these inventions are better than the last ones.
Yes, otherwise we might all be out of a job. The meeting is about to start.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am Alan, and this is Henry, our research and development manager. As you all know, we've been struggling with low sales this year. We need to have more appealing products, and since our company slogan is...
Empowering you to change your world.
Each invention is intended to give a person control over some aspect of life. Speaking of inventions...
Oh yes, right! We have commissioned some inventors to build prototypes of their inventions. Let me introduce you to Mark, George, and Hakim, who will show you their amazing inventions. Here's Mark.
Dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Excuse me. We're having an important meeting here.
Hey, you! Yeah, you! Can't you see that we're using this room?
Hi, I'm Tony. And how am I supposed to know that you shifted your meeting to the afternoon?
Actually, Henry, let him stay. I want him to observe the presentations and see what he thinks as an unbiased consumer.
Alan, how would a janitor know anything about inventions?
Henry, please let him stay.
This is the pack, the personal atmospheric controller. It allows the user to control the weather conditions in their immediate surroundings. For those who have the need for control in their lives, this device will give them that power. Let me show you how. I will first set it to cooler climates.
It's freezing! Stop! Stop!
Now I will reverse the setting to simulate warmer climates.
Oh, too hot. Worse than the desert.
Next to tropical winds and rain.
The wind is going to blow us away.
This lightning is blinding me.
So you see how the weather conditions can be controlled by this device.
Well done, Mark. So, Tony, what do you think of this device?
It's cool. But we can't control everything in our life.
Why not?
Because God is the ultimate controller.
What? God?
Everything that changes is because of His will. You know, a long time ago, Jesus was teaching near the Sea of Galilee.
My dear disciples, it has been a long day for us all, but we must yet make haste to get from here to the opposite shore yonder.
Yes, my lord.
Come on into the boat, everyone.
Dear lord, we have saved you a comfortable resting place.
Bless you, my children.
Brother Bart, Brother Matt, quickly now or you missed the boat.
Where are we going?
We need to go to the other side of the lake. Brother Matt, could you please take the front oar?
Brother John, I can see a storm coming. Do we really have to go today?
Yes, we must, for it is the will of our Lord. Have faith in Jesus.
I suppose we might survive the journey.
Why don't you take the back oar, Brother Bart? It might help to keep your mind off things.
Twelve of us and our Lord Jesus. Start rowing, brothers.
Pull, pull. Come on, faster. We'll need to get to the other side before this storm gets worse.
Please help. I feel really ill.
I know it's difficult, Brother Peter, but we will be fine. Brothers, keep rowing.
Please, Brother John. Wake Jesus now.
Why should we disturb Jesus unless we really need to?
Because we're all going to die. Get Jesus.
All right. My Lord, please wake up. We need your help. My Lord Jesus, please wake up.
Ah, Brother John, what's the matter?
Lord, please save us. We are going to drown.
Why are you so afraid, O ye of little faith?
Waves and wind, I command you to stop. Be calm.
Look, even the winds and waves obey him.
Thank you, Lord. What would we have done without you?
God's amazing.
If God can calm the storms of the seas with one word, he can rescue us from the storms of everyday life. The best way to influence others is to change yourself so that others feel motivated to do the same. Share God's gift of love and kinship with others. Then you will be truly empowered to change the world.
I agree with Tony. Mark, I will get back to you.
Our next inventor is George.
This device is called the emote control. By varying the frequencies, you can induce and manipulate the emotions of others.
How do you use it?
Let me demonstrate. The first setting is for joy.
This is so wonderful. I am so happy.
The second setting is for sadness.
Oh no! My life is in a mess!
Now, I will change the settings to anger.
That's enough. This invention could be both addictive and dangerous if it's put in the wrong hands. What do you think, Tony?
Well, usually emotions are stimulated by outside influences. But we can control our emotions by having complete faith in God. Jesus said, "Be anxious for nothing. Let not your heart be troubled nor afraid." I would never buy such a product.
Thanks, Tony, for your honesty. George, I will get back to you too.
The final invention for today is from inventor Hakim.
This machine is called the Muscle Remotivator. It allows the user to control the movements of another with a remote control. Can I have two volunteers? I'm going to make you dance like Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson? How exciting!
The next volunteer is going to fight like Bruce Lee.
Awesome. I've always wanted to become a martial arts expert.
Thanks, Hakim. Your time is up. That was an interesting device, wasn't it, Tony?
Yes. But remember, control in this life is just an illusion. And none of us are wise enough to be in control. Only the Lord is. Don't let these devices control your lives. The Bible has the ultimate solution to life's troubles.
All right, I have decided not to go ahead with any of the inventions. We've been so fixated on changing others that we've forgotten about changing ourselves. Let's reconvene next year. Merry Christmas! Tony, your words were inspiring. It made me remember why faith in God is so important. Would you like to spend Christmas with my family?
Sorry. I've got a number of assignments this Christmas. By the way, I've already met your family. Here's my business card if you ever need to contact me.
Have a Merry Christmas! Wait. Tony. Tony!
One more family member to go, the angel's assignment this Christmas will be accomplished. Our scene now shifts to a park where Rachel is feeding the birds, fully immersed in her own thoughts.
I wish my life was as carefree and as happy as yours.
Yours is, but you are not aware of it.
Who are you and what do you know about my life?
I'm Afriel. I encourage people to look at a cup half full instead of half empty. What are you complaining about?
I complain about everything. It isn't fair that some people are living affluently and we've got to struggle for every little bit we get. And God allowed that to happen?
You think that God loves the rich more than he loves us? And money is the most important thing in life?
No. I look at it the way it is, and I see it the way I see it.
God does everything that he does just because he loves you.
If he loves me, he wouldn't have made me look like this.
Rachel, God created man in his own image.
And that he made us with our own faults?
Yes, and your strong points too. God loves us irrespective of how we look or who we are.
And God will forgive our mistakes if we truly repent. Jesus demonstrated his love towards all through forgiveness.
Interesting. I will take your advice and seek God's forgiveness. Thank you.
Merry Christmas and God's blessings.
Rachel, you're back.
We're so sorry about what happened earlier.
Don't be sorry. I actually had a great time at the park. By the way, can we do something different to celebrate Christmas?
Mum, Dad, we don't care about getting gifts anymore.
We gave most of our toys to the homeless children.
Okay, guys, I have an announcement to make. So someone at work has helped me to think about the way we have been celebrating Christmas. It's about time we did special things for others. I've been acting awfully selfish, but not anymore. To begin the festivities, tonight we're going shopping for a family I know who could really use some help.
Maybe we can go to a few nursing homes tomorrow.
That's a great idea. As a family, let's thank the Lord and pray to Him to give us the ultimate gift of His unfailing love. It's about time to put Christ back into our celebration of Christmas.
Dad, what should we thank God for?
We have plenty of things we need to be thankful for. Firstly, for the angels who watch over us.
Angels? Did you see them too?
We met them too. They were amazing.
Really? So did I.
Don't you feel blessed that God sent his angels to show us the right path?
The joy of Christmas has come alive again, and I am sure this joy will shine brightly from today onwards.
This is the best Christmas ever. Thank you, Mum and Dad.
So just as on that Christmas night, over 2,000 years ago, when all rejoiced over the birth of Jesus, who brought peace to a lost world, Alan's family also found the peace in their hearts. The hope that seemed lost and the love which they thought had died was now rekindled. Alan's family now had a father in heaven to call their own, soaked in his love and never to be forsaken again.
Before merging with the supreme principle of divinity, Jesus said to his followers,
"He who sent me amongst you will come again. His name will be Truth. He will wear a robe of red. He will be short with a crown of hair."
That Baba is none other than this Baba. He is not only in this form, but in every one of us. How fortunate are we to be in his presence? Let us surrender and become his worthy instruments.
Swami, please open our hearts so that we may receive the ultimate gift of your love and grace. We love you, Swami.
Our land is red and pure, our stars reflect our souls, our culture rich and rare. We've come for you to share. We journey time and space for you to find this place. Now we will keep you here. You're in our hearts to stay. You reside in our hearts. We will never be apart. Unconditional love you give us. Our breath is yours. Our hearts are yours. We offer to you, oh Lord. Swami, we surrender to you. We surrender to you. We surrender to you, oh Lord. Swami, we surrender to you. We surrender to you. We surrender to you, oh Lord. We are one in love. Our hearts are unified. Our love can change the world. Why you hold us near? You and I are one till the end of time. We are one and the same. Let me merge into you. You reside in our hearts. We will never be apart. Unconditional love you give us. Our breath is yours. Our hearts are yours. We offer to you, oh Lord. Swami, we surrender to you. We surrender to you. We surrender to you, oh Lord. Swami, we surrender to you. We surrender to you. We surrender to you, oh Lord.
pavitra naam Ram naam Sai Ram Pavitra naam Ram naam Sai
Ram
Hare Krishna Hare Ram Madhura naam Sai
Ram
Hare Krishna Hare Ram Madhura naam Sai Ram Pavitra naam Ram naam Sai
Ram
Karuna Sindhu Sitara Dina Bandhu Radhesha Karuna Sindhu Sitara Dina Bandhu Radhesha Hare Krishna Hare Pavitra naam Ram naam Sai
Ram
Hare Krishna Hare Ram Madhura naam Sai
Ram
Punya naam Pavitra naam Ram naam Sai
Ram
Karuna Sindhu Sita Ram Dina Bandhu Radhesha Hare Ram Madhura Naam Sai
Ram
Hare Krishna Hare Ram Madhura Naam Sai
Ram
Punya Naam Pavitra Naam Ram Naam Sai Ram
Sai Sai Smarana Karo
Jagadish Hari Shiva.
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय।